There are children who are sort of up for it. It's exciting, it's a challenge, and they enjoy doing some of this work. And then there are others where you feel the pressure gets not just to the child, but to the whole family. And yeah, parents have mentioned, have said to me that this summer holiday has not been the same as others. You know, there's been anxiety, which is not really desirable.
So what's kind of the interest in the Kent Test at the moment? Do you see more and more parents wanting to put their children up for it to try and get them a grammar school place, or is it as it always has been?
Pretty much as it always has been. I mean, there are some for whom scoring the points necessary to get the grammar school place is a very important matter, and there are others who just want their children to have a go and do the best they can.
But do you think it puts a bit too much pressure on some of those children? You mentioned there some really aren't that into it, maybe as their parents are.
Yeah, there are children who, you know, it's the first time they've ever done an exam, so it's a completely new thing. And it's been coming for a long time, and they may feel, you know, everything is coming to a very important climax, and they don't find that pressure easy to cope with. But, you know, it varies from child to child. Others who are completely nonchalant about it, and I have one or two where the parents are very worried and the child is not at all. So you get all kinds of character.
Now, I think it was a couple of years ago some changes were made to the exam, weren't they, to try and make it so-called tutor-proof. Is that really the case, or do you still get a lot of people coming to you for extra support, as we say, over those summer months in particular?
No, those changes haven't made any difference. I mean, I think the object of the test is really to try and identify those children who are capable of learning quickly. There are aspects to the test which are not part of the curriculum at school. The non-verbal reasoning test, the sort of diagrams and puzzles. But they've always been in the test, so there's nothing particularly new, I think, about the little tweaks that they've made in the last couple of years.
The results are out in October. I'm sure that's quite an anxious time as well, isn't it, for parents and children?
Yes, I mean, it's strange for the children because, you know, they've done a big exam beginning of year six, and I think for some of them they're thinking, well, you know, put a great deal of effort into this over the last few months, maybe 6 months, a year or so. Now I can relax a bit. But of course the schools, the primary schools, don't want to see it like that. They want their children really to perform as best they can throughout year six. So it's a funny sort of situation they're in.